Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Scala. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The catcher, Don Wheeler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Drews. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Carl Drews. And now, play ball. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scala. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Pellegrini applying the tag. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Appling out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler takes first base on ball four. Philly moves to third. Michaels moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner who is chasing the ball. Baker reaches third base with a triple. Philly scores. Michaels scores. Wheeler goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Two outs. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scala takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ostrowski now pitching. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Gordon Goldsberry. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bud Sushok now playing first base. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Graham moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Graham moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive towards short. Pellegrini catches it and throws to second to double up Zernial. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scala who is chasing the ball. Dillinger reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wheeler hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner strikes out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Graham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on White. Graham moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Graham moves to third. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Graham scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sievers moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scala hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-1 in the game. Sushok hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. John Sullivan pinch hits for Joe Ostrowski. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-2 in the game. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Shore now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive towards short. Pellegrini reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wheeler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-2 in the game. Leaner strikes out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sievers hits a pop-up towards first. Sushok settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Scala hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sushok strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Anderson pinch hits for Ray Shore. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Pretty moves to second. Kenwood pinch hits for Eddie Pellegrini. Kenwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Savage now pitching. Andy Anderson now playing shortstop. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Lehner takes first base on ball 4. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Graham hits a pop-up towards first. Sushok settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sievers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scala, who is chasing the ball. Sievers reaches third base with a triple. Lehner goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 White Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sievers scores. 2 outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wheeler hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White bunts towards the mound. Savage fields it and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to second. 2 outs. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Scala hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Anderson. Baker moves to third. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sushok hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. Scala moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Scala moves to third. Sushok moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Bowers now playing left field. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to second. Max Serkant now pitching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Bowers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Kakas pinch hits for Bob Savage. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Lehner takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Graham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Anderson scores. Lehner moves to third. It's 7-5, White Sox. Ned Garver pinch runs for Jack Graham. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Garver moves to second. Bob Kuzava now pitching. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Lehner scores. Garver moves to third. Sievers moves to second. It's 7-6, White Sox. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Pretty strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.